It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter, have you joined us on our WhatsApp channel yet? Well, our WhatsApp channel is where we give you information about everything going on the show. We send you a link to our podcast when it's live. We send you a link when the show is live on our Facebook page and lots more. Now, we don't spam you. We will send one or two messages a day and that's it. So if you would like to keep up to date with everything that we're doing on Opinions Matter, when our podcasts drop and everything else, well, all you have to do is send me a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 with the words add me. You'll get a reply message which will have a link to our WhatsApp channel. You just follow that link and then you join the WhatsApp channel. It's as simple as that. So send the words add me to 085-825-2626. We will send you a message back with a link to our WhatsApp channel. And that way you'll be notified about everything and anything happening on the Opinions Matter podcast. Mark, and I use that name in inverted commas, has been in touch with us, and he says the following. I want you to talk about this on your podcast, but please don't read out my full name. I was at a fundraising event at my local GAA club last Saturday, and it was a late night. To cut the story short, I ended up going off with this one who I was chatting to, and that was grand. And when we were all leaving, she says, let's go back to my friend's who has a free bedroom. Just as we were getting into the taxi, I heard her friend telling another friend what age she was, and she was only 16, but I swear she looked about 22, the same age as me. I felt sick when this happened and told her I was going home. What do you make of girls like this? She could have gotten me locked up. You should warn other blokes about this because it's going on all the time. And that's from a guy called Mark. And Jeremy, earlier on today, before we started recording today's podcast, you spoke to Mark, and that's not actually his name, on the phone. And this guy is actually genuinely terrified to be identified because of fear that people will brand him a paedophile.
So we got this message at about 10:30 this morning. We always ask you to send us in WhatsApps, as you know, and you raise the topics and we talk about them. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing for Mark. This came in about 10:30, 10:45 this morning. We rang him at 11:30 and we said, we love your story because it's this could happen to anybody. This should be a wake-up call, by the way, this topic, if anything. And we said to him, listen, you can come on and we will disguise your voice. And we were prepared to talk to him off air. Mm-hmm. For those of you who've heard our voice disguised before, it works very well. You wouldn't be recognised. He was that afraid of being recognised and being outed, even though I don't know if there's anything to out him over, that he said, please, please, please do not ring me to come on. He's listening. So if you have any messages for him, he is listening, but he
is so terrified of being identified that he wouldn't even talk to us with the voice disguise.
You know, he asked me a question, and I don't know the answer to this. If anybody does know the answer, this may seem like an obvious question, but he asked me a question, and I didn't know the answer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he met the girl in a GAA club. All we can say is that it's on the north side of Dublin. Now, people were asking about, oh, did she not have to show ID and stuff like that? You don't have to show ID when you're going to a private function at a gag club. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a nightclub or stuff like that. You can, a 15-year-old could presumably go to a gag club and get drink or get served or something like that. Of course they could.
Especially if it's a fundraiser or whatever. And that's what it was.
Which it was. But yep. That's enough information on that. However, so I asked him out straight, and you have to ask these questions. I asked him, how far did it go with her? And he said, we kissed and felt each other, is what he said. Mm-hmm. I said, how much? And he says, well, it happened indoors. So, and that's another reason why he's terrified, because he's afraid that someone may have taken a photograph in a public place. So they kissed, and I suppose he didn't use this word, but heavy petting, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
He used a different word. So that's as far as it went. And he said to me, that's illegal, isn't it? Now, It is. Well, yeah. I couldn't tell him whether it was.
She's only 16. She's under the age of consent. It was illegal what he did. Yeah.
No, I said to him, she is under the age of consent. But I don't know if it's just a kiss. Does that come? Is that under?
But it was more than just a kiss.
It was a kiss and a bit of feeling. That was his expression. It was a kiss and a bit of feeling. So is that? In other words, he wanted to know, is that enough to put him on the sex offenders register?
Okay, luckily, it didn't go any further than that.
Just by the grace of God.
Luckily, as they were getting into the car, and he was going back to this house with this girl in a taxi, only for he overheard somebody saying that she's only 16, and he nearly shit himself, and he ran, basically.
So he did the right thing.
Yes, he did, in terms of running away and not having anything to do with her and just letting her go off.
Now, he says in his message that he... And this is where Adrian is probably going to annoy a lot of you today, because he said in his message that she came across as 22. But I don't know if he said that in the message or did he say
did,
that
yeah,
to
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
Because he said that to me as well.
He said she was only 16, but I swear she looked about 22, the same as me.
Okay, so she looked 22. Now, Adrian doesn't buy that, and he will get into which in a second, but Adrian basically believes that...
You can tell a 16-year-old.
Okay, so you believe that he is at fault, don't you?
I do, yeah. So this is a young one who goes to school. She's 16. Was probably hanging around with 16-year-olds in the venue itself because her friends would all be around that age. I don't believe that you can mistake somebody that much. He says... she was 16, but she looked 22. I don't buy that at all. You can tell a 16-year-old. He should have been more careful.
So
he should have actually asked the question at the very start of their conversation.
So you before, speak directly to him. He's listening to you.
Before it went to kissing. Before
speak directly to him. The balls to speak.
Before it went to kissing. Before it went to heavy petting. He should have found out what age she was. He should have asked her, and he didn't. And you asked him that earlier on, and he said no, he didn't ever ask her the question because he thought she was the same age as him. But he was wrong.
And thought's not good enough, is that what you're saying?
It's not good enough. Think of what could have happened. Had he not overheard that other person saying what age she was, he'd have been screwed. He'd have been absolutely screwed because, as you heard, he was getting into the taxi, he was going to this house with the free room, and he probably would have had sex with this 16-year-old. He would have been the one at fault. End of. No questions asked. So... I believe you could tell.
So who's the victim here? Sorry.
There's no victim.
No, there's always a victim. Who's the victim?
He should have made sure.
Was she groomed or was he groomed?
Nobody was groomed. What are you talking about? The fact is, he should have found out, he should have made sure that she was over 16.
By contacting the...
asking her. He never even asked her. He admitted that to you on the phone earlier. He did not ask her her age.
No, he didn't.
He should have asked her age. End of.
And she wouldn't have said 16. Guarantee you, she wouldn't have said.
But at least his conscience is clear because at least he then asked the question. He didn't ask the question.
But it wouldn't have made any difference. She would have lied about it.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Who's at fault here? Who is in the wrong? Is it the 16-year-old for not saying, hi, I'm 16? Or is it his fault for not asking the question, which he didn't? Let me bring in Glenn on this.
For me, guys, if a tree the same situation here as the old saying, if a tree falls down in the forest and there's nobody around to hear or see it, did it happen? So in this case, I see a lot of your comments is thrown on the little girl. But men are very manipulative. And he said it's roughly his age, but these men are the worst for targeting teenage girls. So it's not always the case of, I mean, no way a feminist, but it's no way the case of the woman leading on the man. If you're 22, and I'm sorry, I've been 22, and I can tell what a teenage girl is from a fully grown woman. Just my opinion, I think there's more to this story than that's been let on, and he would have took the chance if the friend didn't hear anything, and he would have tried to turn the story around. But yeah, I don't fully buy 100% the side story. It's those too contradictory, I think. Well, not contradictory, but I think it's a bit too funny how his friend heard and magically he gets angry. after being with her all night.
Now, just referring back to Glenn's message, Glenn, I think you're wrong there to be assuming that this guy knew full well.
Can we just say, by the way, we have to be very careful about this, that there's no, and we want to debate it, but there's no question that this didn't happen the way it happened. I said, I've spoken to him. I spoke to him for about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I've spoken to enough people in my day to know when they're making shit up and when they're not making shit up. Sure, he had no reason to contact us.
Okay, but Glenn's message was claiming that this guy knew full well and only stopped. No, there isn't. I don't know how you can say that. And the question we're asking, Glenn, is who's at fault here? You obviously believe he is. Let me go to Jason. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Aidan. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks, Jason. Well, what did you want to say on this? Who's at fault here?
There's no fault there, Adrian. There is just a fella who had a very lucky escape. His life could have been ruined.
Well,
unfortunately, Adrian, you're right. You have to ask now.
Yeah.
You really have to ask, Age.
So then you could argue that it is his fault for not having asked.
It's his stupidity, not fault. That girl was in a place where they were serving alcohol, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so he obviously assumed she was over 18. 22, yeah. Adrian, I'll give you a good one. You said you could tell a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 20-year-old. I had to go into a nightclub in Dublin one night. An over 21's nightclub, very, very well-known nightclub with very, very hard security. I know because blokes never get in. To take my 17-year-old daughter out. And she didn't have false ID. She was able to walk by the bouncers. Right, and that was going back, Adrian. She's 30 odd now, right? So that's how long you're going back now, right? Girls can be very, very manipulative, but we are afraid to call girls out on the behaviour.
Okay, but
have a look at the internet now.
Okay, so this is a 16-year-old girl, and
Where were her parents? How did she get out? She obviously dressed up, so she obviously dressed herself up, and she went out drinking. Where did she get money at 16? Adrian, there's a lot of questions to be asked. We're blaming the young fella.
Hang on. Firstly, this wasn't a nightclub or a pub or anything. It was a GAA club, and they were having a fundraising thing or whatever in the club.
GAA clubs have to have security or people to check ID. I mean, you go down to any GAA club, a 15, 16-year-old can't go in and just get a pint. Even at function, somebody was buying her to drink.
Well, nobody
or she, or, or she looked that old. Or she looked that old, Adrian, that even the barman was filled.
Jason, there's no suggestion she was even drinking. Nobody even mentioned that she was drinking. She was.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were at a function. I thought there was drink involved.
There was a bar in the place. Yeah. That's not to say she was drinking. I don't know if she was or not.
We don't know. Okay, we'll rule that out. Sorry, I thought you were drinking.
But he ends up talking to this girl. I believe he should have been able to spot that she was 16.
No, Adrian, not anymore, mate. Honestly.
Okay, enough to even ask the question, Jason.
That he should have. I mean, the reason I think drink was involved is maybe his vision was blurred. You know, with drink involved, you know, you're in a big, whatever you call it, drop. So that's why I assume drink. Right, let's assume there was no drink involved. Adrian, when was the last time you were around a teenage girl between 16 and 20? Now, considering I have some of them in my family. Honestly, they're so far advanced nowadays, it's scary. It really is. As I said, I have a 21-year-old son who's in user business now. And he said it to me, Dad, you don't know what's in the nightclubs now. Like, you're saying you're able to tell them, Adrian. Did you ever go out to a bouncer and they're underage in nightclubs?
Jason, I didn't say I would be able to tell, but I would be suspicious enough to at least ask the question, what age are you?
Because, Adrian, how old are we? We have what? We have wisdom. At 21, 22, Adrian, you don't. He was out. I'd say she looked stunning. Talking to me, oh my God, there's a beautiful girl talking to me. She probably held that conversation well. I mean, they are a hell of a lot more advanced than us. I have five daughters. I have three sons. I start to know a bit of what I'm talking about in that way.
Okay, but I can tell, I can see, and maybe it is maturity or whatever, I can see even girls in their early 20s giggling and cackling, and you can tell that they're young, that they're young girls.
No, but hang on.
But Adrian, you wouldn't tell between 16 and 20. Honestly, you'd find it impossible. If I put 20 girls in front of you. Just let me say this to you. Okay, at 22 years of age, you put yourself back to 20. 22, okay? You're in the scene, okay? If I put 20 girls in front of you, okay, between the ages of 16 and 22, and they all dressed up like they were going out for nightclubs, do you, honest to God, what percentage of that do you think you could pick out to say you were under 16, even with talking to them? A few you would because they're still mature, but we all know girls at 16 and 17 mature themselves a lot to get with older fellas because they have job stability cars. They don't want to be going out with boys their own age. at that age, because boys that age can't go out to nightclubs, can't go into pubs. You know yourself, six girls could walk up to a nightclub. They're not going to be stopped. Four fellas walked up. Each one of them has been ID'd. So when you go into these environments, I say we'll take drink out of it, but in nightclubs, I mean, it happens to fellas in nightclubs all the time, Adrian. You know that. We've talked about it. You're in this environment. It's meant to be over 21s. As I said, I took my own daughter. Somebody rang me seeing my daughter in there and knows how old my daughter was. I got into the van and I went straight in, called security, and my daughter's in there. And I said, she's 17, get her out now. And that's, I mean, Aidan, she walked right by them, pal.
But again, Jason, maybe this is something that young men need to start doing, full stop. Yeah. They need to start asking questions.
I don't think you're blaming the man, Adrian. What's the man-hating going on? And by the way,
it's something to do with man-hating.
No, it's not man-hating. It's safety. Adrian, it's safety for men. Jeremy, listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he's saying, because it's our lives that are ruined.
All he had to do was ask her how old she was. If she lied and said, I'm 20.
The onus should be on her. Surely the onus should be on her.
No.
Adrian, he'd be still done for statutory rape
I'm aware of that, but
he'd have a clear conscience.
He'd have a clear conscience and he can say, I asked her what age she was. And
now,
she said
Adrian, 20. Adrian, when are we going to address the elephant in the room then?
Which is?
How girls are going on. How girls are conducting themselves now, going into these places at this age.
And
I mean, she should have known he was over 20. Why didn't she say to him, listen, you'll get into trouble for touching me and I'm only 16. So why did she not stop him from kissing her and touching him?
Because unfortunately, and I agree, she should have, but he's the adult, and I'll use that in air quotes as well, he's the adult in this situation, she's the child.
Yeah, and that's it. She's the child. So she knew perfectly well she was a child going after her. And to be honest, we know the way things work. I can't imagine him going over and picking her up. I mean, I've been in the pub game. I've been around nightclubs all my life. You go and you chat up a girl or she comes and chats you up. You know that yourself, right? Mm. So I'd say he went over, probably introduced himself, or she was smiling at him. Girls like that do go for older fellas. I'm sorry, 16 and 17 and 18 year old girls do, because number one, do you think he has a job, he has money, he has a car? It's a good chance he doesn't live at home. I mean, my brother owned the pub, he'll tell you horror stories. Adrian, Jeremy, how long he is in the industry? Come on, don't tell me you haven't seen grown men making fools of themselves with young ones.
Absolutely.
Young ones coming all over them.
Absolutely.
They're flaunting money. Can any man here tell me that they've ever walked into a pub, stood at a bar on their own and had women flock at them and buy them drink? No, it doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
But we have to look after ourselves now. You're dead right, Adrian. I'll agree with you on that.
However,
the point you made, Adrian, which I have to pull you up on, okay, you're saying that he should have known.
He should. No.
Okay,
he should have at least asked.
You said, no, that's not what you said. You said after talking to her for a few minutes, that he should have known that she was 16, because you can tell what a 16-year-old, they're giggly and all that, okay? So the difference between her being illegal and legal could be, for argument's sake, 8 months, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So if she was 17 years of age, we wouldn't be having this conversation, because she'd be above the age of consent. And
he'd be a predator, he'd be a paedophile, you know what they're going to say.
No, you're not a paedophile.
He still would be. He'd still
under 18, under 18.
Yep.
Well, no, not in the eyes of the lawyers.
Screw the law.
A schoolgirl.
Morally, it's wrong, but it's not illegal. But my point is, Adrian, a woman or a girl doesn't mature that much, and there's no difference between a 16 and a 17.
The fact of the matter is, Jeremy, this guy is the adult here, and he didn't bother his hole to ask her how old she was.
Adrian, have you ever done it? Come on, have you ever went to a night when you were out dating, when you were a young flit in your 20s? Ever, ever, ever asked a girl, your age, have a kiss? No, you
back
didn't.
Back then, no, I didn't. But I think now, today, they should. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Una. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Una.
Hi, guys. I don't know what way to take this, but you do know a girl by looking at how old she is.
I think that as well. I think that if you don't know, you should ask.
But a lot of girls now, they look older with the makeup and that, and they're not allowed to be served in bars or anything or discos. Yeah, you do know by even talking to them.
Okay, and well, I do. I can tell if a young one is probably a young one just by talking to her. Maybe it's just me, but who's at fault here? Is it her fault for not saying to him, by the way, we're going back to this house, I'm only 16, or is it his fault for not asking the question?
It's both their fault. She should have said how old she was, and he should have asked. He should have known by looking at the girl, you know, the way she goes on. It's both their fault.
Okay, but is it more his fault because he was the older one?
Yes, exactly. How old is he?
He's 22. He's 22.
And she's, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and she's 16. So
that's ridiculous.
There is no excuse for him not at least asking the question of how old she is.
Yeah, you should have asked.
No, I agree. So he's more at fault than the young one because the young one, again, is only a 16-year-old child.
She's only a child. She's only a child still going to school. Probably doing her junior. Haven't even started her junior yet. Of course, she's still in a uniform. Of course.
And the fact of the matter is, at 16, the chances are she is still at school. No matter how well dolled up she is on the night, he should have at least asked her the question, how old are you?
Yes, definitely. He didn't set her that trouble, you know what I mean?
And it is it's a lesson for everybody that you need to know who you're getting with.
Exactly. I mean, you have to bring it on your passport wall, and you go up to a bar, the first thing the barman, if he notices the girl looks older, he says, how old are you? He won't say, but if he finds out she's 16, you know what I mean? That's what the first thing to do is ask how old you are. And why do you not do the same?
And that's exactly the point. And Jeremy, I mean, I have to say, I just don't for the life of me understand why he didn't ask the question. And if she had lied, that would have been one thing.
Something that you're not a doorman. It doesn't pop into your head to ask.
Well, now look at the potential trouble he could have made for himself.
He had no reason to suspect that she, as he said, look, what did he say? She came across like she was 22. So he had no suspicion. Okay, if she was going up and she was saying, "Oh God, I have to go home and do me juniors and do got me juniors there coming up or whatever the case may be," then you'd say, "Okay, red flag. Let me ask." But there was no reason for him to suspect. He's on a night out. He's in a venue where alcohol is being sold in a gay club. Yeah.
Yep.
There's a girl who's probably
because he didn't bother his arse to ask the question. He risks being attacked by her father for dropping the hand on his 16-year-old daughter.
I would end up in court as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I don't see why you wouldn't ask the question. I can think of no reason not to ask the question. What age are you? And she says 21. Grand. At least you tried. At least you asked. It wouldn't stop him.
I don't know why you're siding with the women on this one. Like, she was wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying she wasn't wrong. He's wronger. If that's a word. He's wronger. He is worse for not asking the question. He's the one that could have ended up in big, big shit. Here's Angry Darren.
If a young one is found to be lying about her age, she should be done for fraud. The same when they claim rape when there was no rape. They should be done. It's a fucking joke.
All right, and Damien has also been in touch with us on 085-825-2626.
Hi guys, Damien here. Jeremy, in relation to your question, it is illegal, but the defense is that if the person can show that it was reasonable to believe that she was over 17, but the onus is on him to show why he thought she was over 17.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Well, hello.
Something similar to this happened to you, did it?
Yeah, and that the girl that was texting this man that texted the podcast, she's a little bitch. She's a little bitch, I swear to God, because like what happened to me was very similar. Basically, I get a message request on Messenger wondering who it is. And I will not mention any names, but basically this girl that was texting me, she was saying, oh, I'm 16. And she asked me how old I was. I said, I'm 25. And then she was like, I could be your single friend with benefits. And like, she sends like a face covering shushing gesture emoji. I'm like, that's disgusting. Like how, like, Jesus.
So this 16-year-old through Messenger was basically throwing herself at you?
Basically, yeah.
Now, I assume it didn't go any further than that.
No, I ended up blocking her, but like I did figure out that someone was actually trying to set me up with her.
Oh, you found that out? Or you think that's what was happening?
I found that out, yeah.
That somebody was trying to set you up with a 16-year-old in order for what? In order to hang you?
Yeah.
Wow. And... yeah, that's shocking, that is. That really is. So, luckily, nothing happened. You didn't ever meet her. Nothing ever physical happened with this girl. But in this case, though, Ed, she did admit to being 16. So that gave you an out. You were able to back off.
Yeah, but still, she was saying, oh, I could, you know... We could do this, we could do that.
Yes, okay, so she was basically making herself available to you, if you like.
Yeah.
You could have gone for it, you didn't, thank God. I'm glad to hear you didn't. But the point you're trying to make, I think, is the behaviour of some 16-year-olds. They should be held responsible for that sort of behaviour, should they?
Yeah, they should. They shouldn't be on social media. They should be like, they should have parental controls on their phone. They should have like parents controlling their phone. They should have checking them who are they texting, because they could text someone random, or like that particular girl. She's lucky that she was texting me, because she could have texted
somebody else might have taken her up on the offer.
Yeah.
Sorry, that sounds to me, no, I don't know. Did you ever find out the identity of this person? Do you know her name, the girl?
I do, yeah. Oh, like, it's said on Messenger, yeah.
Okay, that sounds to me, now maybe I'm wrong, maybe somebody would have a different opinion. That sounds to me like it was a sting. It was sent to me that was a setup and they were trying to entrap you. And you know these Facebook groups that go around and they pretend to be young girls and message fellas to see. That sounds like that was a sting to me. And fair play to you, you did the right thing. I would go to the guards about that.
I did.
And?
And, from this same exact account, a fella then sends me a message, a voice message before, because, like, they block me immediately. He sends me a message saying, you sick pedophile, texting 16-year-old girls, even though he was setting me up with her.
Right, okay. But eventually, when she admitted that she was only 16, that was enough for you. You backed off then, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
Thank God, says you.
Well, yeah, because I wouldn't want to fuck myself up. I mean, I have a missus of my own, thank you very much, do you know what I mean? So I wouldn't really go for anyone that age, no. God, no. I mean, maybe, okay, 18, 19, possibly 20 is max. I mean, I'm 26. So, you know, like, in my opinion, once you're over 18, you can go, you know, like, once the girl is over 18.
But Ed, I would bet my house on that was a sting, that was one of these groups.
And well, it was a sting, yeah.
No, he knows it was. He knows he was being set up.
No, but the girl wasn't even that age. That was an adult trying to entrap you. And the next message would have been, do you want to meet somewhere in a park? You'd meet in a park. If you're a dirty bastard, you would. And then there's a camera crew there, and that's it. Game over. Your life is over. So you did the right thing. That is...
Okay, so let's go back to this guy, Mark. Now, Mark is absolutely terrified to even speak to us today, because
which I don't blame him for.
No, and that's the point. All it would take is somebody to be able to piece the story together. We've been very vague about where this happened and everything else, but he's so terrified of being identified and then being branded as some sort of a paedophile, like you just said yourself. Doesn't this really prove how important it is to ask somebody's age?
It really does, yeah. Like, I mean, that other girl admitted that she was 16 to me, but it really is, because, you know, like the way they look is one thing, and, you know, realistically they could be another age. Do you know what I mean?
That it really is a shocking story, and I'm glad for you that nothing ever happened of it.
A lot of people are messaging in about your story, Ed, and they're saying that that was a blackmail job. So what they probably would have done was, as soon as if you even messaged her back saying yes, let's be friends or anything like that, They would have screenshotted it and then blackmailed you and said they were going to ruin your life. Jesus, this needs to be a wake-up call to everybody. If you get messages on in your DMs or whatever the case may be, or on PM on Facebook or whatever, don't even engage. Just block, block, block straight away. Because I don't believe that a 16... Well, what age did she say she was, Ed?
16, yeah. 16,
yeah. I don't believe 16... First, was it on Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah, Facebook Messenger, yeah. Okay. I got a request.
Okay, there's no 16-year-olds on Facebook. No teenager has a Facebook account. They don't. You won't find...
They do these days.
Ah, no, that's a red flag straight away. I don't know one of all my cousins, nieces, nephews...
But they're all on Instagram or TikTok or...
They don't even know what Facebook is. That's for old people. Young people are not on Facebook. So that's the first red flag, okay? But anyway, you did the right thing, Ed. You really did. And let that be a lesson to everybody.
Absolutely.
That is terrifying, isn't it?
Thanks very much indeed for sharing your story with us. Let me bring in Claire, who's got an opinion on this.
Hi guys, sorry, can't come on. Tying down stuff in the garden for this storm on its way. Anyway, he's not at fault because she shouldn't have been there in the pub or in the bar if she was under 18. She was dolled up and she looked maybe 22, going by what he said anyway. You can't tell young ones nowadays because I have two sons and they're 21, 23, and the girls, the 16, 17-year-olds in the pub, and them looking 20-plus, they're not even getting stopped Friday. My son's 21 and he's still getting stopped as a day Friday, but the girls look a hell of a lot older than him. Even his own girlfriend, she's 20 and she looks... God, she looks good 25 when she's dolled up. It's just girls are that wee bit more mature now. So I don't know. It's both their backs, like, but you can't take the blame on this one, like.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Heather, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Heather.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Heather. What did you want to say on this? Who's at fault here? This 16-year-old for not telling the truth about her age or the 22-year-old who never bothered to ask?
I don't think anyone is at fault. I think neither one is at fault. I think he didn't realise he didn't know how old she was, obviously, at the time. And it's not, like, you can't always keep asking people how old they are if you don't do anything wrong. Like, the same thing can happen for women.
No, I'm not saying that you always ask. Just ask once.
Yeah, I mean, if you're unsure, yeah, obviously. But, like, it's, like, the same kind of thing happened to me when, abroad years ago, I went, I kind of was with a guy for one night. Didn't realize he was 10 years younger than me. He just turned 18 and he told me he was like in his 20s. So it happens to men and women. But like, I don't, like, if she...
And sorry, but when you found out that he was like 10 years younger than you, what was your reaction?
Let's be friends.
Oh, right. Okay. and nothing more. Thanks very much.
Nothing more. But, you know, that was like over 10 years ago. We're still friends. We're still good friends.
Oh, right. Okay. But but had you any clue? You must have known he was a fair bit younger than you, no?
No, this guy was very tall. He was over 6 foot. He spoke like he was very mature. Like, this is the thing. A lot of teenagers nowadays are very good at socializing with millennials, say, for example. Mm-hmm. Like, they have Instagram and, you know, they're looking at girls who actually are a lot older than them and they're learning from everything online. So, like, yeah, they can go out and they can not trick men, but they can, you know, get men and not think that, well, I'm 16, this guy's a lot older. They're not thinking about, like, the consequences, which is kind of unfair. So I guess, actually, you know, I changed my mind. Actually, maybe she should have told him. I don't know, like.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, I'm in school.
You see, okay, I can understand why she didn't tell him, because she's trying to be much older than she is, and she's trying to score a guy who's much older than her, and that's what she wants to do. So that's why she didn't tell him, because she knows bloody well he would have run a mile. But he should have...
So now, look, the dad's angry.
But he should have asked, should he not?
I don't think so. I don't think that should be, like, a rule. Like, I mean... Did you guys say that her dad is angry?
No. I said her dad could be angry. He could be dealing with an angry father if the father found out about this.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that he didn't even ask the question. So he doesn't have any coverage at all if so, in other words, had he asked and she had said, oh, I'm 21, at least his conscience is somewhat clear because he at least asked the question, but he didn't.
Yeah, I know, but it's not real. Like, you're not, like, you shouldn't have to be responsible for other people's decisions. Like,
well, he in this case, he could have been in a bad way. He could have ended up in awful trouble had he gotten into that taxi, had he gone back to the house, and had he had sex with a 16-year-old, this would be a very different story altogether.
Perhaps, yes. But he didn't do that, so that's okay. But it's scary for men. Like, I think that's quite scary for older men.
But that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make, that for the sake of just asking a simple little question, what age are you, by the way? That's it.
Yeah, sometimes it's just...
You can throw it in into conversation. Yeah. But then you see, it, like, the repercussion then as well. Like, women still get... People get offended by asking what age they are. I don't know why.
Or you can phrase it in a different way. Are you in college or what do you do? And then she says, well, I'm actually in fifth year.
Okay, it's well and good you coming up with all these decisions. That doesn't... When you're in a GAA club, I want to do an experiment with you, Adrian, for a second. Stay there for a second, Heather. I've been sent a photograph by a listener of ours. Okay, mm-hmm. Don't look at the screen just yet. Okay. I'm going to pull the photograph up. Now, I can't show this photograph to those of you watching the video because it's a private photograph. But this is a listener of ours and their friend's daughter. Now, I'm going to show you the photograph, Adrian. I want you to look at the photograph. It's this girl. Mm-hmm. It's a selfie taken in a bathroom? It is a bathroom. And it's a girl, long black hair, mm-hmm. Nails done, the whole lot, makeup perfect.
Yep.
And I'm going to ask you, what age do you... Now, don't... Forget about giving the conversation that we're talking about now.
I just
want to say, on the basis of me showing you this photograph, if this was in a bar and this girl that you can see here in this photograph, if she was standing at the bar and I said to you, and I'm standing at the bar with you, Adrian. Yeah, so two of us are at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And she's standing beside us and I turn around to you and say, geez, what age do you think she is? What would you say? Honestly, forgetting about the conversation we're having at the moment, what age would you say?
I'd say 18.
Okay, this girl, read out what age she is. My friend's daughter.
Oh, holy shit. 14.
Now, this photograph that I'm...
14? Oh, yeah. My God. That's actually shocking me.
This photograph that I'm after showing Adrian, just to explain again, it's a girl in the jacks taking a selfie. Her makeup is done perfectly because they learn how to do it online. My daughter knows how to do it from bloody YouTube.
That is scary. And that young one is only 14.
I'm genuinely shocked
by that now. I really am.
I mean, she has everything done. Like, I think she has hair extensions in as well by the look of it. Her nails are done perfect. I mean, when I think of a 14-year-old, I think of it. Now, if you were to send me a photograph of her in her school uniform without the makeup on and the nails done, you'd probably go, she's 14.
But that is scary. That is very scary.
We've been sent the photograph of could go to a club tonight and that would
okay, well, then that fulfills my argument even more that you need to ask the question.
But no, because that girl,
yeah,
as it turns out, that looks like a woman, yeah. It wouldn't occur to, I'm telling you now, the majority of men listening to this podcast now, if they saw this girl at a bar, it wouldn't even occur to them because she even actually looks older than 18. Now, I don't know, when she opens her mouth, is she a giggly teenager? Who knows? But going on looks alone, that's a grown woman. That's scary.
Now, Heather, I wish we could share that photograph. I wish you could see this photograph, but it is scary how young that girl, or how mature that girl looks. She's 14. My God.
That is bizarre.
Okay, let me bring in more of your opinions. Nolene.
Hi, lads. Can't come and show today after my eyeballs. But your man is right. I know of a nightclub in a certain town, and I know a lot of the girls that go into that nightclub, and they're no more than 17. I have a cousin in America that came home for a couple of days with her ma. She's only 15. She dressed up. She went down. She had no issue getting served alcohol in the pub and then into the nightclub. So, yeah, girls, I have a 16-year-old daughter myself, and when she's dressed up, she looks about 19. Girls, it is deceptive. But lads need to be on their guard because he can come back and bite you in the arse.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, who's at fault here? The 16-year-old for not saying, hello, I'm 16. The 22-year-old for not saying, hello, what age are you? Or is anybody at fault here?
I think the girl's at fault. You know, she's 16. She shouldn't know better.
What do you mean she shouldn't know better? Like,
Well, she's going with an older man, and she knows she's not legal. She knows she's not the legal age.
So a teenager, a minor, a girl who's under the age of consent is the one who's at fault here.
Yeah.
You see, unfortunately, that's not how the law works. The mere fact that
the point is, yeah, no, you're right. That's not how the law works. And you're saying he should ask, even if she lies about her age, he has his clear conscience. Do you think his clear conscience is going to save him in a court of law?
But doesn't this highlight how important it is for men to ask the question if there's even
Would that save him in a court of law?
No, it wouldn't. But at least his conscience will be cleared to the point that
when he's sitting in a jail cell or he's on a list and his life is ruined, well, at least my conscience is clear.
No, but at least he has some sort of defence to be able to say, well, I did ask her age and she lied.
And then she says, no, I didn't. I told him.
The point I'm trying to make, Robbie, is either if you're going to go for it, you need to have an idea of what you're dealing with. You need to have an idea of what age she is.
Sorry,
Robbie, that can be found out in various different ways. Without even asking what age, you can ask, are you in college or are you working?
Yeah. Okay. When you were in your early 20s, did you ever ask?
No, I didn't, but I think you should today. I really do. I think it's so risky for...
Why didn't you ask? Did girls not do it at that age?
That's a good question.
Girls never chatted them up. That's probably why.
let's not be making jokes about it.
No, but that's the truth.
Girls have been going into nightclubs at 15, 16 years of age with a bit of makeup, short dresses on, whatever. Like, as I said in Facebook earlier on, Jeremy, you work in a gig where I met you that you do a regular. And I can promise you, there's girls of 16 and 17 years of age in that club, week in, week out.
Allegedly.
No, I can probably know for a fact there is. I've seen them.
Okay, well then they're very good at getting past security. Let me bring in, thanks Robbie, let me bring in a few more opinions before we wrap this up. This is April.
Sorry, I can't come on today, but I think that he doesn't deserve to be raked over the coals for this because the woman lied about her age. I mean, and I think that any girl who does that is completely stupid. And I think that if anything, she should be the one to get in trouble, not him.
All right, but she wouldn't, and the law wouldn't put her in trouble. It'd put him in trouble. Declan.
Oh, yeah, Adrian and Jeremy, how are things? I'm enjoying the topic at the moment. Yeah, no, that's obviously terrible. That's shocking that guy was obviously trying to be set up, but he obviously used his head and said something's not right here. But not many women like to give their ages out as well. That's another thing as well. But I just said, give me my opinion anyway. Love the show, guys. Thanks.
Thanks very much indeed, Declan. And finally, this WhatsApp voice note from Dave.
Hey lads, great show as usual. You have to be very careful these days. When I was a young lad, I was 15/16, and I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Club Life, or it used to be Latrex out in Greystones? I knew one of the bouncers on the way in, so I used to be able to get in there, and I ended up pulling a few women. Now, I didn't go back with them, but they hadn't got a clue what age I was at the time. You know, you just have to do yourself up, and sure, you look older than you are, but I'm so glad that I'm not out in the single game these days, you know, that I'm, you know, married, because Jesus, between all this and consent and everything, Jesus, like, it's a minefield.
All right, good man. Dave, they were the days. You remember the Trex nightclub in Greystones?
No, I'm not. I'm not the same generation as you. Sorry, when you were nightclubbing, yeah?
Yeah.
Dancing to Barry White, My First, My Last, My Everything.
Yeah.
I was literally in my mother's womb. Literally. Couldn't even hear the song. Floating around in umbilical fluid. Is that what it's called? Umbilical fluid.
You actually believe that, don't you?
Well, no, it's the truth. Sorry, what do you mean I believe it?
Oh, God almighty.
By the way, if you...
The Trex was around in the 90s, by the way.
That listener that sent us a photograph of the friend's daughter who looks like 21 or 22 and she's only 14.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, to have a child, I was saying that those parents' hearts must be broken. The worst possible... I mean, when you are a child, it's great when you look older. I never looked up, like, I still, people don't believe me when I say my age, 32. They go, you're fucking joking. You only look about 25.
but nobody said that either.
When you were a young female, yeah, you want to look as old as possible.
No, I know that, yeah, of course.
And that girl that she sent the photograph of, she could get drinks served anywhere, couldn't she? But if you were the parent of a child...
But not if she doesn't have ID and they ask for ID.
Have you ever been asked for ID? You haven't been asked for ID since Wham were in the charts.
Yeah, but she would be.
Nah, she wouldn't.
Of course they would.
But if you are the parent of a, in particular, a daughter who happens to look older than she does, that would put me in an early grave.
Oh, no, and me. And
that
me.
Would literally... I'm going to have my daughter going around wearing Peppa Pig clothes until she's 22.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. And by the way, doing that means you will get a notification every time we upload a new episode. So you go on to Opinions Matter on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. So we start with Apple Podcast. You just follow the podcast. And then on Spotify, you click subscribe. And then the little bell icon, and that way you'll be notified every day we upload a new episode. And make sure you enable notifications on your phone in order to get that reminder that the podcast has been made available. Thank you for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.